This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, looking at Albania through the lens of the National Museum. My visit to Albania was winding down, only a few meetings left, including a wrap-up and next steps discussion with my colleague and fellow. An email needed to be drafted to follow up with half dozen or so people I'd met who indicated a real interest in learning more about community organizing and whether or not they would be interested in an ongoing ACORN project. Always on my travel list are the Botanical Garden, which is a hard no in the winter in this mountainous country, and the National Museum, because it describes how a country wants to present itself. In this case, the museum was open and faced the central square in the capital of Tirana, so I was game, even if it was a backwards way of understanding the country by seeing the museum last, when I probably should have made a point of seeing it first. The Albanian National Museum was huge, with spacious exhibits across three or more floors and expansive galleries. It was also remarkably modern and well-stated, having been renovated in recent years. Going from floor to floor, I found myself constantly battling several overriding impressions. One was that for thousands of years, the country's identity was less Albanian than it was an amalgamation of the countries and cultures that had subsumed or conquered the land and its people. The other was the arc of this small country's history that was war, subjugation, and resistance, division, and struggle. Positioned between Greece and Macedonia across the Adriatic Sea from Italy and with Serbia to the north, whether in story or costume, beginning 2,000 years ago, the country's architecture, sculpture, and presentation began as Greek. At least it was Greek until conquered by the Romans, and then part of the eastern division of the Roman Empire, directed from Constantinople. Then it was overtaken by barbarians, including Huns, Slavs, and Visigoths, who were largely just passing through until 500 years under the Ottoman Empire, moving from Catholic and Orthodox to majority Muslim, with a language most closely resembling Turkish. Then off and on, independent, until overtaken by a fascist assault from Italy, then World War II and communism until 1991. Map after map and various displays detail the dates of attacks on various cities in one campaign and war after another. Many graduating from an Albanian history class must ask themselves where the there is when it comes to defining Albania. To the degree history is always written by the victors, there are still contradictions and unanswered spaces. The fight against fascism by partisans received major attention in the museum, but even as a visitor looked at the pictures of some of the leaders who organized the Labor Party and ruled as communists for decades, that story is only told through the lens of executions and prison camps without any other leavening or even explanation. Heroes in World War II, goats 50 years later. Though the country is more than 60% Islamic, there is an entire room dedicated to 18th century Catholic iconography, and nothing anywhere to highlight, much less explain, the majority of the population's conversion to Islam in the same period and honor that tradition. There are simply gaps in the timeline. The museum's detailed history pretty much stops 40 years ago, other than a room about Mother Teresa and Pope John Paul's visit. The Albanian National Museum tells many stories, both the ones it wants the public to know and the ones it's still not sure how to tell. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.